Welcome back, dear listener, to another deep dive. Today, we're exploring something really quite fascinating in the tech space. We're going to unpack Trickle. It's this all-in-one tool that's designed to help you build AI apps, websites, even forms, supposedly with a lot more ease.
Yeah, and what's really grabbing attention, especially with Trickle 2.0, their latest version, is this thing they call the Magic Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, another AI assistant you type at. They're calling it the world's first agentic canvas. So think of it like a visual space where you and the AI actually build together. You can turn ideas into actual apps, like right there.
Okay, agentic canvas. Let's get into that. Why a canvas? What makes that better than, you know, the usual chat interfaces we see everywhere? Jirdu, who made Trickle, seems to think those linear chats, well, they limit creativity, don't they? And clarity, too.
Exactly. It's like trying to explain a really complex idea one sentence at a time. And the AI often, well, forget stuff you told it earlier.
Yeah, the context gets lost.
All right. So the Magic Canvas uses what they're calling visual context engineering.
Yeah.
Every version, every page, it's all visible, like on a timeline. You can add notes, rules, drag assets onto it. And this gives the AI a much richer, sort of persistent understanding of what you're trying to do. A shared space, really structured and clear.
Okay, like a shared blueprint that evolves. That makes sense. And they mentioned vibe coding, too. How does that work? Does it mean less control for someone who, say, really knows code? Or is it genuinely better?
That's a good point. Vibe coding isn't really about losing precision. It's more about guiding the AI intuitively. So instead of writing strict lines of code, you're shaping things visually. You know, drag and drop, natural language prompts. You're capturing the vibe of what you want, which makes it feel really natural, collaborative. You actually see the AI building in real time.
Yeah.
You can tweak anything right then and there and then just publish.
Right. So it definitely lowers the barrier for, like, beginners.
For sure. But it seems powerful for experienced folks, too, giving them that visual way to work.
So what does this mean for, you know, for you listening, whether you're a designer, maybe a developer, small business owner, or just starting out? It sounds like Trickle makes building stuff much more accessible.
Absolutely. We've seen some really cool examples of apps built with it. Things like a CRM dashboard, a plant care tracker.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, even an interior style picker. And these aren't just demos, they're actual working tools.
Wow.
It really highlights how much time you could potentially save, how it helps manage workflows, organize all that information visually.
So the core idea, the belief behind Trickle, it seems, it's not AI replacing you, but AI working with you.
Exactly. It's about partnership. Shared context, visual control, that creative flow. And users seem to really like that seamless integration, how it pulls everything together. It cuts down development time.
Mm-hmm.
It's co-creation, not just instruction.
Yeah, co-creation. I like that. So thinking bigger picture here. In this world where we're just drowning in information, always needing to innovate faster, could tools like Trickle, you know, with this focus on visual co-creation and keeping context, could they genuinely change who gets to build things? Could they empower a whole new wave of creators to prototype and launch ideas really quickly, fundamentally shifting what's possible, maybe?
It's definitely something to think about, how these visual context over tools might reshape creation.
Indeed. Something for all of us to mull over. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.